What's up, everybody? This is Eric LeGrand, owner of LeGrand Coffee House, and you're now listening to the Chop Sports Podcast Network.
All right, you guys, let's listen up. We won a game yesterday. We win one today, that's two in a row. We win one tomorrow. That's called a winning streak. It has happened before. So let's see some hustle. Let's jack it up a little. I got a feeling things are about to turn around for us.
Welcome back to another episode of the Chop Sports Podcast here on a Thursday, July the 8th, 2021. Sturch and Gooch, and already we have AJ missing a day. What, like, who do we hire around here where they could just come and go as they please? Like, no, I'm kidding.
How did AJ's picks do?
One of two because he picked the right team in the Stanley Cup. We'll get into that. But he picked the spread.
I think we're riding the slippery slope with letting the intern make
bets, right?
On behalf of Chop Sports, I know that it was like broached yesterday. I was like, yeah, I didn't even pay attention. I was like, I don't actually care. And then I read the article and I was like,
it's not like it's not in depth. Like, he knows his shit.
It is, but I need to see some spreadsheets and I need to see.
You need to see some sauce.
I need to see how he's coming up with these picks, not just like what he, not his opinion.
Right.
I could really
fantasy bust, like the first thing that brought up Scott Rosen was like, all right, where do you get your ADP from?
Because I'm not drafting AJ Brown in the second round.
Right. But I'm saying, like, he made a point. He's like, where are you getting your average draft position when no drafts have kind of happened already? It's based off mocks and there is
ADPs out on players now. So there's no.
That, already?
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. And there's projected ADPs. There's all those things.
Yeah.
Intern Pete.
Just turn.
It's a good time to call you.
The damn phone Pete. Over. Pete. That's what I do, bro. I don't even look at the damn thing.
Kind of interesting because sometimes we get good tidbits texted to me mid-episode.
This is very true.
So intern Pete is trying to ring some bells over here.
Oh,
okay. He wants back. Hey, he probably heard he did hear the podcast.
He definitely, because he texted me about it. The flare, the smoke signal to Pete, like the bat signal.
Shout out to Pete. Pete.
Great NHL guess, video,
guess,
by the way.
I guess 12 o'clock.
Does that work for us?
12 yeah, o'clock. Sure. Pete, call me at 12. You're not listening. The podcast
I was
going to
say, it's
going to
get up then. Yeah. Whatever.
So I'll call you at 12, Pete, but I'm not going to respond to your text right now.
But we are here on a Thursday. It is, according to the schedule, it is the Chop Sports softball team's round two matchup, which, again, looks defeating as far as the weather is concerned. It seems like Thursdays are the days it rains now, so we'll have to monitor the storm. But as of right now, we're in. We're down Stansky, our first baseman. She's a stud player. We're also down Joe LaCorey, who's down doing his coaching thing, which, again, no discredit to him. He's helping the kids. So we're going to have to make some adjustments. I think we got a new girl coming in, and we're just going to have to roll how we roll. You know, Jimmy Palumbo is going to have to get involved more than he ever was, and Joe D's going to have to bring his A game, and I think we're going to be in good shape if we play. So that's if we play. And if we win, folks, if we win, the Chop Sports softball team will be in the championship series in their first year as a team. Now, I remember, I don't know how many softball teams you've ever run. Have you ever run any before this?
Yeah. Well, co-ran.
Whatever, co-ran, whatever. Have you ever had this much success from jump?
From jump? No.
No. It takes some time.
It takes time and it took tweaking. We originally just ran a team. We were young and we had a bunch of friends. And then realized immediately that some of my friends were just not good at softball. And we had to adjust and get a guy from this team, get a guy from that team. And, you know, you just addition by subtraction over a couple of years. And then we ended up getting good.
I remember I put together a softball team. We called ourselves Power, right? Because we just knew we had heavy hitters.
Did you add warning track to the beginning of that? Warning,
I sure as
warning
shit did.
Track
I
power?
Hit about three out that year. That was my big year. Was it a shave bat? That's, you know, don't worry about it. But I did hit three out with, we called it the red bat. So that team didn't win a game. So, and then another, when we started Body Bronze, I think we won two games. You know what I mean? Body Bronze continued on, and now they're in our league. They didn't win any games. So Mike is a very – he's just a good dude. He just likes to have fun. He likes to put, you know, decent product on the field, and clearly he put himself in a position where, you know, I was ready to take on half that team to our roster, you know, like when we were first starting off. And a couple of guys, you know, according to sources, were very upset. You know, so the Body Bronze team is struggling, but again, brand new squad. We put up the brand new squad. We started 0-6. So we're just like, oh boy, what did we get ourselves into? And then lo and behold, we just get hot at the right time, and then here we are. So hopefully we play tonight. I brought my stuff. I was like, I told my wife, do not let me forget my stuff that's in your car right now, because that's the last time we had a game is when my truck broke down 2 weeks ago. So that's, it's been a while. So maybe the downtime does us good. Maybe it makes us completely cold. I sat down and my back hurts for I don't know what.
I'm thinking that potentially if we do get canceled again, mm-hmm. this pushes the season back another week, where this number one seed team might have some players going on vacation because they didn't plan for softball to be taking place at this time. Mm-hmm. Not that people actually plan vacations around softball, because I do. I would.
But your brother did.
My brother did.
Stansky did not.
Stansky didn't. But there's a chance that maybe they're missing some guys, but a team that good usually has some good ringers in place. Dave is you're in agony. Dude.
I am not well. What is going on? I did shoulders today at the gym. Which, again, a lot of people who hear this who know me are like, again? yes, bro, I am Trapzilla, okay? That is from, the top of the chest up and my arms, I'm so thrilled. And then from the bottom of my chest down, I am so dad bod. So it's just like, I think I found a good balance, you know? I hated myself yesterday. Oh, my God. We did our live draft video, which it wasn't a live draft. It was just selecting the 16 teams that represent the NFC and AFC. And I'm watching this thing, and I'm just like, and this is right after AJ fixed my camera. And I'm just like, did he put me in ultra HD where I hate my life even more because of certain angles? I look like I'm fucking weigh 450 pounds. I'm like, what is, I know for a fact this isn't what I look like. I know it. And then there's other people like, what do you see that I don't, you're fine. And I'm just like, no, I'm just this disgusting. This is what happens when you're fat shamed for years, bro, years by these same super seniors that are now my boys. They're all of a sudden they're like, Starch is so cool, blah, 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 blah. Is it because I can outbench your boyfriend at this point? Or you know what I mean? Is it because I turned the corner? But it doesn't matter. That's what happens. You shamed your whole, you probably had the same build your entire life.
I was, if anything, I was just really small growing up.
Well, it doesn't matter.
So it's the opposite.
But nobody's gonna be like, dude, you're small, because you showed the fact that you were a lightning speed, or you know, you had good hands, or you could chuck.
I had something going on at least with speed, but freshman year, I was 99 pounds. So
oh my God,
I was a tiny, tiny freshman,
and you were a wrestler,
late bloomer, we call him.
You're a wrestler, bro.
Yeah, I wrestled varsity as a freshman and wrestled kids with mustaches and shit like that. So I was like, I was still the boy wrestling varsity.
Oh, all right. Well, listen, speaking of wrestlers, what a good segue. I didn't even think about that actually being a good segue. We do announce and have announced last night, as of last night, officially, Chop Sports has gotten their second NIL athlete, the Chop athlete. And that is John Poznanski. Who has brought his number four rank with him to the Chop Sports team. So we want to welcome Paz as we welcomed Mike the other day. This is only going to get bigger. And I think that we kind of had a sit down yesterday, me and you, when the dust settled from the day, right? We're sitting there and Ibby's done with Till Mets Do Us Part, which is now available to go download chopsportsmedia.com. We sat down and we were just kind of took a breath, took a look around and said okay, this is going to be big. This kind of changes the game of what we thought it was going to be. To me, I was like, let's get 10 people to represent Chop Sports, right? And we got two right off the rip. So I'm like, okay, a couple more and we're good to go. So we took a phone call yesterday from a Jeff Jankovic from, I don't want to mess this up, Vantage Management Group, so VMG. I don't know where they're out of. I think might be DC. I could be wrong. So we get an email the night before. And I'm just like, hey, Chris, I think somebody wants to steal our business model. I think somebody's about to hack us. You know what I mean? We're about to lose all the momentum we just gained. Turns out this guy is legitimate. He is an agency, a sports agency. So basically, he represents a lot of college kids as they go into the draft and now has a couple NFL players in his Rolodex. Who's at the top? Who's at the top? Let's just say can I say the best?
Yeah, he is the best.
He's the best tight end in the National Football League, and now loosely kind of with Josh Sports. I'm kidding. No, he's not. Travis Kelce is his number one gainer after the getting the, I guess, the richest tight end contract maybe ever as of right now. I'm sure
he's going to have to restructure him and Mahomes because those contracts are fucking brutal.
Right. So you got Mahomes and Kelce eating up your salary, the cap at least. But yes, he represents Travis Kelce. He came up to us and he was kind of uneducated on what was going on with this NIL thing.
No, he seemed educated what was going on.
He wanted to know what we were doing.
But it's just nothing that his firm offers in the space. And really, they're thinking a little bit bigger fish than we are in the pond at this point. So there's not much gain for him to be putting a lot of manpower into the working for the players.
Small
in
agency,
this realm.
Right? Yeah.
So he just basically was looking for a place that he could direct his client list to in hopes to maybe sign them when they're done.
Right. So basically, a good look. So once, like again, Mike Tiverdoff, you know what I mean? Like when these guys are done with college, they're going to be like, which agency would I like to sign with to further my football career? And if this guy, Jeff, is saying like, hey, I'm friends with these guys over at Chop Sports and they're helping people make money, they're going to remember that. Like, oh, this guy helped me out when I didn't think I could make any money my senior year or junior year, whatever the case may be. So we got a Rolodex of guys that we have to literally text and call as soon as we're done recording today. So it's a big thing. So then like all of a sudden this NIL thing, I'm just like, this changes the business model, you know, for Chop Sports. Obviously we have the network. That's not going anywhere. That's only going to get bigger. And we started doing some recon about adding new podcasts to the network, which again, we want some NFL team representation. I think the NFL is going to be our boom period when it comes to listens.
Yeah, and I'm not looking for people, no offense to anybody that doesn't have a podcast on the network and wants to get a podcast on the network. You need to start a podcast on your own a little bit and get your feet wet so we could kind of move forward together. I'm not really looking to add.
We want to enhance
unless,
your podcast.
Unless there's a rare case where we could see talent, or there's maybe, you know, somebody that I know personally really well that I'm looking to put on. But other than that, you know, if you have an Eagles podcast, you have a Giants podcast, you have a Redskins podcast, a Bills podcast, we're looking for you kind of people. Where, you know, you're starting out and you're looking for a little extra help. Not that anybody that's listening right now on Chop Sports has a podcast, but that's kind of where we're going. So if you want to be on the network, maybe start something up on the side, you know, reach out. We'll give you a little tips and help you along the way, but there's no guarantees, we'll say.
Yeah, and it's a random thing where, like, we had, for instance, we brought my Matt Ibanez on just to hang out with us one day, and I'm just like, damn, bro, he can talk. You know, he's good. And then we have John Sapanaro, who's a connect from Jimmy Palumbo, two big Mets fans, bang. There's a marriage. You know what I'm saying? So it worked. So that was just a rare instance where I just had a feeling about a kid.
Yeah. And I'm thinking about giving Gabe a podcast if he comes through and actually puts something down.
Came through with his pick.
Gabe came through with his pick.
we'll talk about that with his shutout. Yeah. So, but look, just to put a bow on the NIL thing, it's going to be something that we weren't really expecting to happen to Chop Sports. So July 1st. Really changed the game in so many ways. Obviously, we launched our website, which again, shout out to Steve for putting that bad boy together. You know, it looks fantastic. It flows fantastic. The shop is up. New merchandise. You're wearing one of the sickest shirts I've ever seen. I know we're not on video, but dude, that bat flip shirt that we created for that guy is like, you know, I can't, do I say his name? You know what I mean? Like everybody.
Nando.
Yeah.
Tatis, baby.
The Tatis shirt, the bat flip, it's flipping in the air. It's just a dope ass shirt, bro.
I'm sure that we'll get some heat if we make a lot of money off of it, but.
I mean, look, the S is gone in Padres, so maybe we could just be like, nah, he's our father.
What about the actual image?
I don't know. I mean, it's the likeness, and that's the NIL. So yeah. These guys are making money already off their likeness by jersey sales and shit. But look, will it get taken down? Maybe. I don't know. We'll see. There's been, what, one sold?
Get them while they're hot.
Yeah, so get them while they're hot.
If it gets taken down, then that's all you could do.
That's it. Yeah, it's all she wrote. I will say this. Yesterday also came to terms with a brand new advertiser, and this is, I guess you can call this a live read. I've been searching for a new barber locally because I was just like, look, I'm tired of driving all the way up. You know, my girl Steph up there, she's great. I love being up there, cool vibes, but it's just far, you know, and it's expensive, bro. Like when I started getting my haircut originally when I was like a kid, it was like $20, you know, 15, $20. But this is before a beard. You know, I couldn't grow any facial hair at the time. So I was just like, oh, I need a fade. You know, and that's it. It might have even been cheaper than that, you know? But now with all the services and stuff, like hot towel, this, that, and a third, shape up, shaving, this, that. Like, bro, I'm spending like $60 every time I get a haircut. That's pizza money.
I spend a decent amount of money, but I'm a serial over tipper.
Well, yeah, so I heard you the other day on the phone when they're like, oh, the tip. And then I heard you say the tip, and I'm just like, what the fuck does this guy think he is? You know, tipping this guy. He's driving 4 feet. But yeah, you're in the business. You're in that industry for a long time. You believe in the tips. I believe in it too, but I do some math. Yeah. Like, I do some math. You don't do any math, but that's okay. But yeah, so shout out to John over at Main Street Barber in Metuchen. I'm going to go get a haircut from him eventually and just, you know, kind of see how he does. You know, I got the beard. This is the moneymaker, man. This is it. So I need to make sure that somebody treats me well, doesn't charge me an arm and a leg, and is local. So Metuchen, you're right there. You're right next to Ford's, right next to pretty much my other barber, Jimmy, who, again, love Jimmy. He's probably the best in the game at the beards, right? Like, he's so good, so takes his time and all this other shit, but it's just expensive. And he's a one-man show, so he's booked up a lot. So I think my second barber, maybe my first, who knows, will be John over at Main Street Barbershop in Metuchen. So.
Give me that pen.
Oh, all right, the pen. Here you go. There's your pen. Sorry about that. I was just like, what's he
for signal? What the fuck is he doing?
Yeah, what's he doing with his hands? So your boy Gabe comes through in the clutch.
Yeah.
Along with, I will give credit, AJ did pick the Lightning. He just thought he was going to win.
And my boy Joe came over yesterday and we were talking and he read the blog and he said, you know, why didn't he just give money line? Why didn't he go money line? At least if you
Hockey, I feel you gotta. Right? When you make hockey picks.
That's what he
was
saying. And Joe doesn't know anything about hockey. And I explained to Joe, I was like, well, they've been blowing teams out. You know, the only loss this series was in overtime. It was a tight game. Mm-hmm. But given a goal and a half, he was like, in his first article, he was like, I think that's a bold move. And it backfired.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's got me questioning whether I'm going to allow AJ to blog about his bets on the blog.
One shot deal.
And it's just, the reason why I say this is because, you know, people that read these things, if they want to put their money up, it's money we're talking about now.
This is true.
You want to talk fantasy advice, that's one thing. And I wish AJ was here because I would give him a little bit of shit about it.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to be
right
really.
Wait till tomorrow, I'll be back.
You got to show that you're putting your money where your mouth is. Just making a pick and not betting the pick, I'm not really a fan of that.
Oh, so what? You don't think he actually made those bets?
I'm not positive that he made those bets.
See, that's criminal to me. I mean, like, at least the sauce, you know he's putting his money where his mouth is.
I want to see some results before we start allowing bloggers to blog about their picks, personally.
I couldn't agree more. Almost like a trial
period.
He does have
a podcast. It's called Fade the Public. We haven't discussed actually putting it on the network yet because you know how I feel about the betting world. You got to really, really be into it, and you got to be consistent daily because there's no off-season in betting.
I don't think you should be able to be a recognized bettor if you're not putting up your own money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
or at least showing some transparency and just even if you're putting your picks on record,
mm-hmm.
I want to see a percentage. You know, what have you done in the last 6 months? What have you done over the course of a year?
I've never seen somebody more transparent than, like, Kyle.
Yeah,
you know what
that's
I mean?
What
like,
I'm, that's
his
what
wins
I'm
and
at.
Losses are bang,
that's
bang,
what
bang,
I'm getting
you know?
At. And then you, as I look at the other guys, because I do a little bit of recon to see what we could potentially get for the network.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, all these people are putting out there their percentages, and you know, a little over 50% is pretty good. I guess you're vigging out, but I want to see it.
If you're a 51%er, you're in the money.
Not really.
How not?
Because if you're 51% and you're vigging out, you know, like you gotta account
so
for
you're
the
kind of just
you're,
washing
you're pretty
yourself.
Much breaking even on 51%. If that.
Right.
If that.
Depends on what you're betting, too. Yeah. I mean, look, Kyle puts out units as in, a.k.a. hundreds of dollars. $100 a unit, right? That's what it's called?
Yeah.
But Chris Gucci the other day, unit is $10. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, like,
scale
it down, see what we can do. And I think maybe, you know, a night like tonight or tomorrow or even Saturday. Is he coming to the party?
I don't know. I think his girlfriend is.
Why wouldn't he?
She RSVP'd as going, but Kyle doesn't really pay attention to Facebook notifications.
I'm assuming he's going to come.
She kind of runs his socials at this point and tells him what's going on because he's so busy.
So maybe we can get a live sauce show. Like, who should we pick right now? X, Y, or Z. Is he? Oh, she's the pick bish, right? So she does the UFC. Oh my God. So we're right there. Like, we could all literally pick our picks on FanDuel as of right now, which has been resubmitted, by the way. I told you that, right? Our website wasn't up and running yet. So I'm just like, wow. They definitely looked at me like, this guy, what is he talking about? Like, there's nothing here. And I put the website address. Right? So they're probably like, yeah, we looked you up. There's nothing there. And I'm just like, ah, shit. So I jumped the gun on that one. Whatever.
Classic Dave.
Classic Dave. So there was some baseball to be played. I mean, we did touch on the Lightning, I mean, for a second, but Gabe and AJ both, before I get into baseball, both are correct. The Tampa Bay Lightning are the Stanley Cup champions for 2 years now in a row, back-to-back. Very
Tampa Bay.
Very, very, yes, very, very hard to do in the NHL, especially given this year. It was such a wacky year where you're playing your division pretty much the entire season, and then you go to the playoffs, and then there's no fans in Canada, and then there's fans in Tampa, and then it's just a weird... It was a weird vibe, a weird season, but Tampa comes out on top. And I know Gucci got online yesterday, got on NHL.com, and probably ordered himself a hat, a shirt, all that.
Bro, I can't
tell you. Being the big avid fan you are.
I've been waiting 2 weeks for this moment, bro. It feels like my whole life. I've been waiting 2 weeks to see my fucking beloved Tampa Bay Lightning hoist the Stanley Cup, because for some reason I must have missed it last year. You know, I learned as they raised the cup that they were back-to-back champs, and people are going to call me a front runner. That's fine. Everybody that knows me knows how real I am with fanhood and transparent. Look, say what you want. I chose Tampa. We're going to call them Champa, and they're going to be my hockey team going forward
and
for
that's
life.
It.
So, you know, if I last 60 more years on this earth, which is damn near impossible.
Well, you're going to be 100 at that point.
I'll be 100, but I'll be a 60-year Tampa Bay Lightning fan.
And you could be one of those guys that call up like a network like, I've been a Tampa Bay Lightning fan since 2021. Now, you're also going to be considered one of those fans. Like, I don't know, in 2040, right, when they're just getting back to the playoffs, and they're going to look at you like, ugh, you're probably one of those 2020, 2021 Tampa Bay Lightning fans.
Which is fine. That's all I know in life is basically 49er fans that remember when they were good in the 80s. Cowboy fans like Dave here, who became a Cowboy fan when they were good in the 90s. Everybody,
I mean, that wasn't my reason.
I understand, but you understand what I'm getting at. A lot of people kind of pick their team when they're the good team as they get into the sport.
And it's all about sticking with your team.
Yeah, it's about sticking with it.
And I've been literally sticking through
shit. I picked the Packers when they were really bad. So
when they, I'm trying to think. They won the Super Bowl in 96.
Day one, I was a Packer fan. So I can't even tell you a day where I wasn't.
No, but I'm saying, like, I guess they really weren't all that good until 96. So you would have been.
Well, they were good. They were good. Once they got Brett Favre and Sterling Sharp.
Favre.
Yeah, they had Don Majkowski in 89. They went 10-6. So that was their best season that I can remember early. That was the first time I remember being like, I heard the words, the pack is back, for the first time in my life.
Mm.
And it was Lindy Infante was the head coach. They had a really workman, you know, blue collar team that back then.
Much
Don
like,
Majkowski and
much like I have, that's great memories. You know what I mean? But like much like I have, or you just said, like you remember hearing the first time the pack is back. I have memories of being a Cowboys fan vaguely in 91 when I'm like 6 years old. My dad's obviously a big Cowboy fan his entire life, but 92. That season, especially, obviously, the Super Bowl, I remember specifically Michael Jackson just kicking the shit out of that Super Bowl halftime show, and it was great. And I was like, wow, we just won the Super Bowl. This is the coolest thing in the world. And, of course, I'm getting all the merch. You remember these specific things. Like, I remember the first day I watched professional wrestling. And any professional wrestling fans out there know that there's moments in time in wrestling where you're just like, that's when I loved it. And that's when I locked also.
Was it when Ultimate Warrior or Papa Shango put a spell on the Ultimate Warrior?
No. See, that was a good one, though, because he was throwing up and shit, right? No, I actually became a wrestling fan in 1991 when Shawn Michaels turned on Marty Jannetty and threw him through the barbershop plate glass window. And I'll never forget the line that Bobby the Brain Heenan used. He goes, Jannetty tried to escape the barbershop through the window. Like pretending that Shawn didn't turn his back on his beloved tag team partner with the Rockers. And I was just like, that's the coolest thing I've ever seen. That's my guy. And then Shawn Michaels was my guy. And my brother makes fun of me all the time. He actually pulled a joke on me when we went down to the Bahamas back in like, I had to be 20. I think I was 20 years old, maybe 19. So there's no reason for me to be acting this way. Actually, you know what? It might even be... No, it was like when I was 16. In any event, we go to the Bahamas, me, him, and my dad, right? And it was actually around this time because right before training camp, which I'll segue real quick, training camp, guys go on vacation. All the players in the NFL go on vacation before training camp. Our boy Sean Boyan just posted that picture of his son meeting Trae Young. How cool was that, by the way?
That was amazing.
That was pretty dope. So I met a bunch of NFL players down in Atlantis, you know, with the big slide and shit, right? So I meet these players, Lavernius Coles, you know, like Mike Allstott. Definitely bought a beer for Mike Allstott, and that was the coolest thing. I was of drinking age down in the Bahamas, where it's like a little different. But then I meet Quincy Carter, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. And when I was like, Quincy, he looked at
You're
me like
throwing the word quarterback around a little loosely over here. Quincy Carter. All right.
Shut up. So I go, Quincy. And he stopped dead in his tracks. Like, somebody recognized me. And I'm the psycho Cowboys fan. I know exactly who he was. Quincy. But my brother played a joke. He goes, Dave, just so you know, and don't get too excited,
he's going to get cut.
No. Well, right now, don't get too excited. And my dad like backed it up, I think. Like, this is a big joke on me. He goes, I was just in the elevator, and Shawn Michaels is here at the Bahamas. And I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to meet my hero. Like, this is great. Here I am searching the entire place. He was never there. And they had a kick out of it. And then forever, that's the joke. That's the running joke that I was chasing around Shawn Michaels. But you know who my brother was chasing around? And I don't know if he was old enough to, quote, hook up with, because I don't even know if he's that old. At the time, JoJo. Remember JoJo? Like, get out right now.
Is that a wrestler?
No, the girl, the little singer. No, you don't remember JoJo? Anyway, she was big. She was shooting a music video down there, and she was at the teen club one night, and my brother was there, and I wasn't there. I'm like, I'm too big for
the
teen club.
Unless she was like a gangster rapper, I wasn't into her. I can promise you that. At that point in my life, I was all about like Wu-Tang and M.O.P.
Okay.
It was a little different.
We're built different. Here I am chasing Shawn Michaels, an imaginary Shawn Michaels around a resort, and you're in the gangster rap. That's cool. That's where we differ, but that's okay. But anyway, phenomenal. I don't know where I was going with that. I don't know where. Oh, you just remember these iconic moments of when you became a fan.
And I might have jumped the gun on the I'll never make fun of Trae Young ever again comment on Facebook.
You did do that. Like, and I felt like so wholesome with that.
Kind
I was
of
like,
impossible look at for Gooch. Me to not make fun of somebody that ignores the
Trae Young was definitely wearing a hat.
It took me all 12 hours for me to not make fun of him, because I'm about to make fun of him right now. It's kind of hard for me to ignore the fact that somebody that doesn't have hair is pretending he has hair.
He's got a hat on. But didn't we'll he have a hat on?
We're going to move on from the Trae Young.
My first reaction, Boyan sent that to me in a text. And he's like, yo, Trae Young's with my son right now. I'm like, holy shit, that's so cool. And then I'm thinking like, yeah, I guess that's what he does after they get eliminated. You know what I mean? Like my head went right off. Like, why aren't you in the gym training for the next season already? Like, I'm such a prick with that, but it's okay.
Hey guys, this is Kim from the Goddamn Jets podcast on the Chop Sports Network. And when you're me and you have to be on camera your entire life, you want to look your best. I need to tell you guys about Lashes by Kayla. They're my go-to for magnetic mascara, liner, and lashes. That's not all. Kayla offers eyeshadows, lippies, plumpers, blush, and more. This entire line is the first of its kind to market. The formula is vegan, cruelty-free, and hyperallergenic. Shoot Kayla a message on Instagram at lashes_by.kayla or visit shop.torybellcosmetics/kaylacosmetics.com.
Did you stay up for the Yankee game last night?
I went to bed comfortably and woke up like, what the fuck?
That's exactly what happened to me. So they do get their offense in the beginning of the game. I saw 5 runs and we're like, you texted me like, Yankees are hitting again. I'm just like, holy shit, this is great. You know, like this is unbelievable. Weird turn of events. Before that game, Herman is scratched because of a root canal. So these things happen. He's a human being. So he has an emergency root canal. And then the guy turns out, he gets to come in relief. How cool is that? Like, hey, coach, I'm fine. I'm here. Here we go. Let's do it. That shows me a little something. Like, I don't know. I've never gotten a root canal.
Did he give up the runs that almost?
I don't know. He came in relief, though.
I was in bed.
The one thing I will say with this game in particular, and now the Yankees have now won 3 straight games. They're going to play again this afternoon.
Was it
3? Yeah, well, they beat the Mets on Sunday.
Oh, all right.
As the second game, and then they beat the 2. They took the first 2 from Seattle. All of a sudden, 8.5 back, 3.5 back out of the wild card, and you're thinking like, all right, let's just keep stringing them together. You know what I mean? Like, let's see what happens. But the big thing is Chad Green gets the save Did I not say the other day that Chad Green was going to become this closer role?
That's what we have to do. I know that you're paying Chapman a lot of money, and the idea is that Chapman figures it out and he becomes a closer again because he is the Yankees closer. It's just that right now he's not getting it done, and you have guys that are getting it done, and it's about getting W's at this point. It's not about pampering
people.
You
have to.
You have to show accountability. You have to show leadership as Aaron Boone and make these moves. Otherwise, your job is on the line.
He had to have heard the whispers, you know?
Yeah, I mean, the whispers.
It was loud.
It was a chant.
It was
apparently started by Kenny Levine, who has a lot of nerve posting about Yankee jerseys when there's a clinching Stanley Cup final game on.
Yeah, he was bitching and moaning about no hockey talk, and he's talking about the Yankees. But it's good to know that he's a Yankee fan. I didn't know that.
I guess he's a real Yankee fan because he has that stuff. The whole real quote, you know, I'm doing the air quotes, mm-hmm. The real Yankee fan. Who, that bothers me.
Why?
Because, man, I'm a real Yankee fan and I don't care. I wouldn't wear a name on the back of my jersey, but I'm not looking at somebody being like, this guy's not a real fan. Who gives a shit? You know, the guy bought the jersey, he's supporting the team, he's going to a game. Really, what do you give a shit what another grown man's doing?
I don't care what they're doing. It does bother
clothing.
Me.
It doesn't bother me.
No. All right.
No. You want to know why?
Why?
Because it has zero bearing on me whatsoever. It doesn't have, if the Yankees cared so much, why would they sell them? The whole idea that
they got to make money.
Well, just take it off and sell them like that then.
Well, you can't because then it could be somebody else.
That's the point.
And that's why they do it. But that's why I'm okay with the t-shirt jerseys.
The whole no player is bigger than the organization. I mean, that's not how they treat it lately. The way they're treating it lately is that players are bigger than the organization because nobody is accountable. So, you know, the whole bearded thing, the whole no tattoos thing.
That's garbage.
Same thing with I don't agree that the Yankees should put names on their jerseys, but I also don't care if Chad, Brad, and Billy, who go to the Yankee game and spend good money on tickets and also spend good money on jerseys, if they have a name on the back of their jersey, so be it. I just don't have a problem with it.
All right.
And like people will be like, you're not a real fan. I'll be like, well, then let's fight. Let's prove who's the real fan. Like, I don't know what's the criteria to prove who's a real Yankee fan. Like, I want them to win. You know, I want them to win. I've gone to probably more games than half of the, if not, I mean, 99% of the members of Chop Sports, there's no doubt that I've been to more games.
I mean, you told me you had basically seasons.
Yeah,
not
yeah.
Too long ago.
I was basically at least 400, 500 Yankee games in my life.
That's
there's
insane.
No question.
I wonder
about
if
it.
I was at 100 already. I'm not sure. My mom used to take me and my brother a long time ago before they were good. It was like 92, 93. And I remember meeting seeing Wade Boggs and Randy Velarde and guys like that.
I could be overshooting the number. I haven't actually done the math on how many games I've definitely been to, but you know, I'm getting up there in age now and I've gone to a lot of fucking
And you've been
games.
Going into them since you were a kid. Yeah. So that's a lot of years. So even if you went to 20 a year, you know, it does add up after a while. So again, Yankees get a win. Can they finish the sweep? We said it last night. If they're not going to win series, certain series, they got to sweep the ones that they got to sweep. So today, again, I'm not calling it a must win in July, but you want to go into the break happy, but there's somebody on the horizon. We got to go to Houston this weekend. So we'll preview more of that tomorrow as Garrett Cole goes back to Houston and starts tomorrow night. So that's interesting.
I wonder if they're going to work out a deal where the Yankees and the Astros are just both allowed to cheat.
Or just
keep or just it straight
fight.
Up.
Just fight.
Yeah, I would take that too.
You're here for the beef.
Not many teams really want to fight with the Yankees because they got some beasts on that line.
I mean, Luke Voit will murder you.
Judge, Stanton.
Yeah, even Chapman's almost been convicted.
Yeah.
Like maybe, who knows. But there's some beaters on that team. And look, the Yankees are, I can't even say rolling. They won three straight. Let's go for four. Yeah. And let's go into that Houston series a little positive before the All-Star break. Speaking of the All-Star break, Jacob deGrom is elected not to pitch in the All-Star game as the Mets split a day-night doubleheader last night. Cool scenario for Ibby. He was here when they walked it off, recording his podcast with John, which was pretty cool. But then they got shut out 5-0 in the nightcap. Dude, shout out again to Ibby. Bro, my man posts like a recap every night in that Till Mets Do Us Part thing. And I like
and
that's
the Mets
such
have
a
had
cool
11
thing.
Doubleheaders this month, so he posts two a day now.
Right. That's true. They're finally almost caught up to the games played after all that bullshit that they had to deal with and endure in the beginning of the season. But they still find themselves four games up in a division where they can just beat up those teams handedly, you know, when they are rolling like they are right now. Splitting a day-night doubleheader doesn't really, in my head, doesn't like, oh, I don't know about that. You know, like it's two games. I mean, I know it's seven innings, but it's two games.
It's two games, but they did win the first game of that series, so they did end up taking the series against a hot Brewers team.
Right, so we'll see.
Yankees got to do the same.
They got to win today. They start at 4 o'clock, so we'll turn it on here while we're grinding away. Game two tonight, finals, coming up for the Phoenix Suns and the Milwaukee Bucks. This one's still in Phoenix. You said this series is going seven. So do you feel like another game removed, another 2 days of, I can't even say rest because they had the one game and then they got to play tonight, but you would assume Giannis is a little better. Do you think they could steal home court tonight?
Yeah, I do. This is what I was talking about. I think the Bucks are a scrappy team. They've been down 2-0 to the Nets and they ended up taking that series in six. Was that seven? No, they took it in seven. The Bucks are a scrappy team. They've been in this position before. They've learned from last year. They've obviously grown. They got spanked by the Heat.
Mm-hmm.
They righted that wrong in round one, and then they go on, and they've just showed a lot of poise. Poise might not be the right word. They're just a gritty team, and I do think that Shaq Lopez will show up today.
Shaq Lopez.
Giannis, like you said, will be a little bit healthier, and desperation kicks in now because they understand the importance of evening this series. Phoenix is a really good team, and Devin Booker still hasn't played his best in the last two series, last series and then going into this one. So if he does get hot, it could be problems. I don't think Chris Paul is going to drop 32 again. So you look at the performances that the Suns had, and you see, like, who could maintain this? Now, Chris Paul obviously is a man on a mission, but when your shot isn't falling, your shot isn't falling, and things tend to kind of – level out a little bit. He shot the lights out. You know, is he going to shoot the lights out again? We'll see. He's banged up a little bit. I know he won't acknowledge it, but yeah, I just think that the Bucks are in a position right now where their backs are against the wall as much as they could be because they understand they could steal home court and get the momentum going home, and then we'll see what happens there. But I do like the Bucks tonight.
All right.
Well, I don't know what the point spread is, but I probably will take the Bucks tonight.
Okay. I since you're so confident, then I would suggest a money line bet. You know, because what the hell?
They're going to be dogs.
That's what I'm saying. They're definitely going to be dogs. Money line's going to pay out nicer.
Yeah, I hit the Hawks money line like four different times on the road this year.
Look at that. So you should get yourself a Trae Young jersey. So anyway, speaking of jerseys, I might be able to get my hands on a couple new soccer jerseys considering the fact that I might. It all depends on Italy. Like I won't preview it. I know the squeaky bum time. I talked to Mike today a little bit. They're going to bring the noise tonight because they took off the other day. So they're bringing a big podcast that's going to drop tomorrow. Before I let you go, I'm looking right at it because Ohtani was the focus of this article. Do you have any interest in the Home Run Derby?
No.
You don't?
Is there a Yankee in it?
There's not.
Then I don't.
Oh, okay. Never mind. I was going to get your predictions based off
the
brackets.
I'll give you my predictions.
Well, I'll give you the brackets.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay? Just rolling them off. The one seed.
Oh, Ohtani wins.
Okay. He's going against Juan Soto.
Yeah, so he wins.
Okay. So then the other seed right down, the 4-5 is Salvador Perez versus Pete Alonso.
Probably Ohtani. I say Ohtani wins that one too. The guy just hits every pitch he sees for a fucking home run at this point.
Right. Okay. Well, do you care to give a Perez Alonso prediction?
I just don't want, I'm not going to pick a Met.
Okay. So
even
you're
though he
go-
is a former, he's a defending champion. Did he win it?
Yeah, he won last year.
So not him.
But I would love to see, and based off the brackets, that would mean an Ohtani-Alonso second-round matchup if he wins. Well,
that'd
be cool.
Easy, Ohtani.
Oh, you think Ohtani's going to take the whole damn thing. The two seed, Joey Gallo taking on Trevor Story. I don't believe Trevor Story is, like, he doesn't jump off the charts as a home run hitter.
Isn't Joey Gallo the guy that either hits a home run or strikes out?
Yeah, so I guess he's going to hit a lot of home runs.
Yeah, he's probably go Gallo.
Matt Olson and Trey Mancini round out the brackets.
I like Olsen, but he's more of a fielder. But Matt Olson kind of carried me to a fantasy title a couple years
ago. Me too.
Back.
I don't even play fantasy baseball, but Matt Olson was on my team, and I'm just like, this guy is amazing. And, like, he carried me all the way to the title game. That's so funny you say that. Probably the same season, obviously. So you think Ohtani just takes this thing in a landslide?
If Vlad was in it, then I would say Vladdy has a shot, but I just think it's Ohtani. It's in batting practice, he probably puts on the craziest show in the league at this point.
Do you think he hits one out of Coors Field? Like out of the place. I don't even know if there's an exit.
I would have to see the dimensions and things like that. But if it's able to be done, then I think he'll do it.
Do you remember Josh Hamilton when he was at Yankee Stadium just hitting the back scoreboard?
How much coke do you think he did that day?
Oh, definitely like three or four lines. You got to get dressed for that.
Josh Hamilton has had a rough go of it lately. I don't know.
I haven't really followed up.
There's some funky shit going on in the Josh Hamilton
speaking of funky shit, you see what's his face lost his bobblehead night, Trevor Bauer. They scrapped it from the schedule.
I mean, that's obvious, though. I think that's...
It stinks, you know, man. He's in some sticky shit right now.
Can I just make one more statement?
Sure.
This is going back to the Yankees. Could we get a little bit more of Ryan Rucco and a lot less of Michael Kay?
Dude, he's such a relief. He's such a breath of fresh air.
I'm calling all media members from behind the scenes at the Yes Network. Could you please get a recording of Michael Kay talking shit about Ryan Rucco coming up and taking his job and saying, you know, like almost like a Rachel Nichols situation. Release it and have Michael Kay talking shit about somebody, either a female, a person of color, anything where we could get Michael Kay out of
Can you imagine if the secret recording actually, like, Michael Kay is talking like Michael Kay, like at the end, like, well, what if Ryan Rucco? No. See ya.
Yeah, you know, like, we need more Rooks, baby.
Dude, he does.
It's night and day.
He is so excited when anything happens. You know what I mean? And then he drops these quips. You know what I mean? Like these little younger generation will understand. Meanwhile, you know, you got Michael Kay, who's just by the book and this, that, and the third. And then he gets excited when the other team hits a home run. It makes me mad.
When Aaron Judge hit his bomb, there's no better call.
Oh,
what shit's all over Michael Kay's boring ass. What
did he say? He said,
I don't even remember, I know. I was geeked up. I would like, we ran in the other room to let everybody know that Judge just hit one into orbit because that was a fucking moonshot.
That was a missile, an absolute missile. So be sure to subscribe to all the podcasts on the Chop Sports Podcast Network. Like we said today, I don't know if you've listened to it already. I've only got about 20 minutes into the new I'm Your Football Team. Oh boy, does he go in on.
No, I had a fucking.
Do you know that he works? I don't know if you know his day job, but like he works for like a studio. Like he's a not a studio head, but like he's like involved in the editing and all the production work. They're making a documentary about Colin Kaepernick on Netflix. That ought to be good. So he goes a little in on it and he's like, I can't release details of the documentary, but the fact that like this guy is making a documentary, like let's all remember he was benched 20 something days before he took a knee. I digress. I'm not going to say anything.
I refused to give my opinion. I wanted the Packers to sign Kaepernick the weeks after that when Aaron Rodgers got hurt. So that's my take on it. If he's good enough to play or at least be a backup, he should be on an NFL roster. I don't give a shit. I know that this might rub people wrong or not. I really don't care. I just don't care. I think that
at this point, I don't give a
that was more
flying
media,
shit.
That was more a media thing than anything to me. Because players have been kneeling for the national anthem for a really long time. And it had nothing to do with disrespecting this or that. It's just that the timing of things and the way the media handled it, you never even saw the national anthem being played on Sundays. It
you
was just
not.
A thing that they went to commercial for. And when you're sitting in your home, I don't stand up when they're playing it in the Super Bowl.
I don't take my hat off. You know what I mean?
Does the cameraman stop working or does he walk? You know, there's a lot of variables there. I understand that this is a hot button issue for a lot of people. It's just one that I choose to remove myself from, and I just look at different things.
Justifiably so. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I don't get involved. When it was happening, I'm like, look at this mother. You know, like, but again, within, like, moments, I was just like, oh, well, you know what? I don't care.
I just personally don't care.
Right, I don't care.
It doesn't affect my life.
It's not going to affect the way I treat the flag or I respect the country. It has nothing to do with that.
You do you, I'll do me.
Exactly.
We'll go from
exactly.
There.
But that was the segue to, or the promotion to go listen to his opening rant because it's a doozy. And I even texted him like one line. I was like, he's like, when I say that you scratched that you walked that fine line, you might have just jumped over the fine line, but I'm all
cool
with it.
What about his employers though?
I don't know.
Listen to his podcast?
I hope not.
Might put him in hot water.
Yeah, I hope not. I don't think so. Yeah, I don't think so. But again, but he gives it to everybody equally. You know, that's what Keith Ernst does. He makes sure his podcast is not just like you want. It's not against the liberals or it's not against the, you know, the red over here. Like he goes in on everybody. So download that podcast. Very funny shit. Also, Squeaky Bum Time drops tomorrow. Till the Mets Do Us Part drops today. It already dropped. Go catch up on Chart Choppers. Very good episode. I actually listened to it and educated myself on some of the Marvel stuff. So I think I'm going to have to dive into that when I have free time, which
Imagine that.
I was just going to say, I don't find myself having free time anymore. And that's fine. We're grinding the way.
If you're going to watch something, you should watch Curb Your Enthusiasm before you watch Marvel.
Boom, boom. Yeah, I will. I should, actually, because my dad,
they're
again,
like 20 minutes each.
I know. It's like an Entourage. I've ripped through Entourage seasons 8 times full, you know, like, so I definitely have the time to rip through those. Maybe like on the treadmill or something. You know what I mean? Which I need to, apparently, according to that video, get on it a little more. So, it's, with that being said, this has been another episode of the Chop Sports Podcast. Wish the softball team some luck if we play. If we don't, we'll be back here tomorrow to not talk about it because the game never played. And, of course, if you're also listening to this, you better get your ass out to Keyport on Saturday night, McDonough's Pub. It's going to be fun. We're going to do an opening party. We're going to give away some shit. We got to text Steve, actually, matter of fact, now that I think about it. We got to get some stuff to give away to our people.
Yeah, I've been lacking in that department.
Yeah, I know. But we'll get, listen, we're a little busy, busy. So for Starch and Gooch, we will see you guys tomorrow on Friday.
And we got a Nick Diaz sighting, ladies and gentlemen. Targeted for September, the co-main against Robbie Lawler rematch, 17 years in the making. Let me get some Nick Diaz love, baby.
Colby Covington.
Also,
murdered.
Also, oh no, Nick Diaz will fucking choke him out.
And then I'm talking about Lawler.
Oh.